But this was the vision that I did not want to see, the horror that I did not want to live. A sickening feeling of nausea sneaks up on me, and abominable, perfidious serpents wind their way slowly and cracklingly through parched undergrowth. They hang down lazily and disgustingly lethargic from the branches, looped in dreadful knots. I am reluctant to enter this dreary and unsightly valley, where the bushes stand in arid, stony defiles. The valley looks so normal. Its air smells of crime, of foul, cowardly deeds. I am seized by disgust and horror. I walk hesitantly over the boulders, avoiding every dark place for fear of treading on a serpent. The sun shines weakly out of a grey and distant sky, and all the leaves are shrivelled. A marionette with a broken head lies before me amidst the stones. A few steps further, a small apron, and then behind the bush, the body of a small girl. My gaze is captivated by this awful sight. A shrouded figure like that of a woman is standing calmly next to the child. Her face is covered by an impenetrable veil. She asks me, "Soul, what then do you say?" I, "What should I say? This is beyond words." "Soul, do you understand this?" I refuse to understand such things. I can't speak about them without becoming enraged. "Soul, why become enraged? You might as well rage every day of your life, for these and similar things occur every day." I, "But most of the time we don't see them." "Soul, so knowing that they happen is not enough to enrage you." I, "If I merely have knowledge of something, it's easier and simpler. The horror is less real if all I have is knowledge." "Soul, step nearer, and you will see that the body of the child is..."